Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the hijab, the veil. You know, the veil is one of those tricky topics, especially these days. It's a point of contention even amongst Muslims. You know, some people accept it, some people don't like it, don't accept it. They don't even consider it a part of religion. You know, a lot of people, they say, you know, it's a part of religion, but they're not ready to kind of act upon it. You know, it's also something that the enemies of Islam have put their finger on and as an objection to Islam. They use it to kind of reinforce their objection that Islam oppresses women and it's, you know, it suppresses, you know, the women's rights and so on and so forth. Right now, we don't want to get into all of those different intricacies of this problem. In the Holy Quran, we read, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the faithful to draw closely over themselves their veils when going out. What makes it likely for them to be recognized? That makes it likely for them to be recognized and not be troubled. And Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated from Imam Ali that he said the following, I was sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Baqi, on a cloudy and rainy day, when a woman passed us on a donkey. The foreleg of the donkey slipped into a pit, and the woman fell off. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, turned his face away from the woman. The messenger of Allah's companions said, O messenger of Allah, she has trousers on. You know, meaning, why did you turn your face away when she was covered? He said thrice, O Allah, forgive the women clad in trousers. O people, wear trousers, for verily they are the most covering of your garments, and safeguard your women by making them wear them when they go out. Is one of the beautiful hadiths regarding the hijab. And also, another hadith which has been mentioned is a following hadith from Imam Ali. Covering the woman is more prosperous to her state and more endearing for her beauty. And it has also been narrated, again from Imam Ali, that he said the following to his son, Imam al-Hasan, and curb their eyes by keeping them in a veil. For the strict observance of the veil is better for you and for them. So this is also, these are also indications of the benefit of the veil and why it is necessary for women to cover themselves when they go outside. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the necessity of the veil, the hijab, for women in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد.